this establishment of private corporate power is a dramatic example of that. Back, I forget exactly what year, but like early in this century, maybe around 1905 or something, the state of New Jersey figured it could make a killing by getting the big corporations to move from New York, where they always were, over to New Jersey, simply by giving them a lot of gifts. You know, it's kind of like when Alabama gets investment from Germany. Sort of the taxpayers pay for it, but, you know, somebody makes a killing. And that's exactly what they did. So New Jersey gave corporations all sorts of, you know, gifts, essentially, to move across the river. And that's why you have so many things called, you know, Standard Oil of New Jersey and that sort of thing. Yeah, because they moved across the river so they could be incorporated there. And it's a lot cheaper for the big power because the taxpayers of New Jersey paid them. Delaware was another case. Well, of course, New York had to accommodate, you know, because everybody's moving across the river. That's the new federalism back at the early part of this century. So by such a mechanism, public funds did end up in big, deep private pockets, and corporations gradually got rights that they, you know, that are, in my opinion, totally illegitimate. Those rights can be taken away very simply, without a revolution. In fact, every corporation has a state charter, and they're supposed to be there for some public good, you know. Well, like it was true maybe 200 years ago. Like 200 years ago, we could like establish a corporation that would like build a bridge across the Charles River or something. Okay, that's what a corporation was supposed to be. It's changed a bit over the years. By now, they are huge tyrannies. I mean, bigger than states, involved in all kind of strategic interactions with one another in violation of any conceivable market principle, and so on and so forth. There's no reason why they should exist. I don't think. And the media is just part of it.